Welcome to the Supernatural Childbirth Mamas podcast. This is a place for you to come hear testimonies of other moms who are believing for supernatural childbirth, have already had a supernatural childbirth. This is just the place for you to come be refreshed, hear testimonies, and have community. Moms, we have a Facebook group now. You can search for Supernatural Childbirth Mamas in groups on Facebook. Come join us. We want to have community. We want for you to have a place to not feel alone and have other like-minded mamas. We are having meetups once a month, and my goal and my heart is to build a community around this topic, but mostly around our relationship with the Lord and walking out this faith walk of being a mom and having a supernatural life as a child of God and as a follower of Jesus. So I'm so glad you're here. I can't wait to dive into today's podcast.
Hello, Supernatural Childbirth Mamas. This is Katie, and I'm so glad you are here with us today, joining us from wherever you are at, whether you're driving or washing dishes. We are so glad you are here. Today, I'm excited to be interviewing Ileana on the podcast. She's a first-time mom, and her story will be sure to encourage you of her supernatural childbirth at a birth center. So let's get to it. I'm excited for how God will minister to you today through her story. Ileana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad. We're so excited to hear your story. I know you have a new baby. And so we're going to take this time together. I'm going to start with prayer before we get started and hear your wonderful story and how God used and showed up in your birth story. So sounds Lord, good. I just pray we just take this moment right now. We just pray for Ileana. We pray for her baby, this peace over her baby. And I just ask Holy Spirit that you bring back everything that Ileana needs to share with yes. the ladies listening on this podcast. For any lady listening today, that it will minister to her heart, soften her heart. And Lord, to show your glory, show your love through Ileana's story, Lord. And I thank you for the glory coming from her story and reminding her of every detail she needs to remember. We just bless Ileana. We bless this time. We bless the listeners, Lord, today, and that you're speaking with them. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Ileana, I would like to welcome you to the show, and to get started, so we get to know you a little bit better, can mm-hmm. you share with us and tell us a little bit about you and your family?
Yeah. So my name's Ileana. Actually, everybody calls me Illy, so you can call me either way. I am a new mama. So exciting. This is my first baby. She's 2.5 months right now. I'm a wife to my husband, Elijah. We're pastors here in California in a city called Imperial Valley. We pastor a church called The Collective Movement. And we also run a missions organization. But I'm from San Diego, and when I got engaged, I moved here. And so now we're here, and this is home.
Awesome. Wow. So you have a little one to juggle, and you're out ministering too.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm like, God, how do we do ministry and raise kids? And I just, what I'm learning is to bring them along for the ride and have them be involved in every step of the way. So I think that's what God's showing me. Yeah. But it is a lot to juggle.
Yeah. But that's so much wisdom right there, what you just shared. Raising up in the way they should go, and they're seeing it right hand in front of them of what God is doing in the body.
Yeah. And I mean, babies are, I remember a friend telling me, like, babies are birthed in the presence of God, and all they know is the presence of God. And so, you know, when, as she's out here in this world, she, I just see it. She is full of God's presence. Actually, this morning I was nursing her, and she just started raising like both of her hands, and I was like, "Well, this is crazy." So she is like full of God's presence everywhere she goes, and I know like that's all she knows right now. And it's just so like amazing to see like through her eyes.
Amen. And she's just gonna grow up in that even more.
Yes. Over her. Yes.
It's gonna be contagious wherever she
it
goes.
It is, yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the backstory of like before you got pregnant? A little about that?
Yeah. I think this is a huge part of my testimony, because when I was 19, and I'm realizing it's becoming more and more familiar, but when I was 19, I was diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I just remember, you know, having just pains with period and trying to figure out, you know, my cycle as a teenager. And my mom actually took me to the doctors. And so the doctor diagnosed me with PCOS, and it was such a pivotal moment, because that day the doctor was just telling me, like, you will never be able to have children. Mm. And I mean, nowadays I feel like there's so many resources all over about PCOS and how to be able to, you know, get pregnant. But at the time, she just spoke that over me. And I mean, I realize it now that it was such a seed of death. A word of death. And so it took a long journey of realizing that there was life in my womb. But that day my mom was just, you know, the doctor was like, I'll give you some time, you know, just to be with you two. And so in that moment, when the doctor closed the door, my mom just started bawling her eyes out, and just something like rose up inside of me, and I was like, no, I'm gonna have children. I'm gonna be pregnant one day. And just as a young 19-year-old, not even knowing like who my future husband was, who I was even gonna be with, or how my story was gonna end up. But there was faith, I guess, that rose up inside of me. But then within the years after that, it was hard, you know, when I was actually dating, when I was engaged, it kind of, and when I got married, the faith, I guess, began to dwindle down, because I saw like, oh man, like I am trying and it's not happening for me. And maybe the doctor was right, you know, but, when I think I was a year into getting married, my sister-in-law, actually, she was giving birth. She was about to give birth, and her husband got COVID. Mm-hmm. And she called me up, and she was like, are you ready to be a doula? And I was like, what does that even mean? I don't even know. But she asked me to be in her birth, and that was such a supernatural birth that it sparked just faith in me again that I could get pregnant and that I could actually have a supernatural birth like her. Mm-hmm. And so that took about 2 years of me really like in and out. There were so many moments, Katie, of just like, oh gosh, tears of realizing, like, after every month trying to, you know, take a pregnancy test and not getting pregnant, there was tears sown in the ground of me just crying out to God, like, oh gosh, God, like I want this so badly, and you spoke over me saying that I would get pregnant. there was so many within those 2 years, there was so many prayers, people laid hands on my wound, prophetic words. Like, it was just, I think I was so bombarded with the words that God spoke over me. Mm-hmm. And so every month when I took a pregnancy test, it was like, what, you know, like, yeah. So daunting of like, okay, God, you're saying this, but I don't see it. And so it took a lot of faith to just believe. And I remember, you know, listening to this worship song that kind of like became my anthem, in that 2 years. And it was, the song Promises by Maverick City. And there's this part where it says, like, I'll still bless you, like in the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, like, I'll still bless you. So that kind of became like my heart to God, that I'm like, God, let me be found praising you and blessing you, when I get pregnant, or even if I don't get pregnant, you know? So, but there was this small part of me, like, knowing deep down inside, like, God, you're going to do this, and it's going to be such a miracle when it happens. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a little bit about, wow. You know, just before.
So how did you combat, like, when the enemy came in every month, like, whenever that pregnancy test came back negative? How did you combat that in your mind, you know, and like renewing of your mind?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of, I would say maybe a few things that I did was, one, I thought I could do it on my own, you know, like to combat that, like every single time. It was as almost as, like, I don't know if other women feel this way, but like when you get that negative test, it's like the enemy is just like trying to push your buttons so much over and over and over again every single month. And so I thought I could do it on my own and believe in myself, like, okay, you know, I'm not going to believe the lies. But I think one, it took really partnering with my husband. Mm. And knowing that we're doing this together, we're believing this together. So I guess one moment in me, or 1 month, there was a time where I was like, okay, I need your help. I need you to pray with me. I need you to believe with me. And so from then on, he really believed in faith with me, and we would pray every single month. And so I would say that's one thing. Another thing is, in the beginning of the year that I did get pregnant, a friend of mine gave me the Supernatural Childbirth book. And there was this sentence in that book that really shifted my thinking. And it was saying, I have it right here. It was saying, we can no longer think the way the world thinks if we want to have the results, the promises, and the provisions that have been given to us as born again believers. So wow. I had to really renew my mind and believe the way that God thinks. And the way that he thinks is that we will have children. We will birth, this inside of us. And so I think it was, you know, one, partnering with my husband, and then really beginning to renew my mind in the way that God thinks, not just the way that I think or the way that the world thinks. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So
I think, like, what you shared about, like, with partnering with your husband, I think, like, in those situations, normally, like, the wife would take it on as, like, it's my responsibility. Like, why am I not getting pregnant? And, like, they kind of just, like, close themselves off, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And to see that, like, no, like, procreation is, like, between the man and the woman, uh-huh. like, the husband. And, like, they're both carrying this as together, you know? Like, that's how it's birthed out of that love, you know, and support. And I think that's such a good reminder that it doesn't just fall on the woman, you know. It's not all of her responsibility and duty to believe for that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that too, you know, in that time, I just experienced so much of like seeing other people get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it took just believing that if he could do it for them, that he could do it for me.
Yes.
And yeah, I think in your mind, there's like there's always like this battle back and forth as well. Like you're like, oh yay, I'm excited for them, but is he really going to do it for me?
Yeah.
And so I learned to really celebrate those people that got pregnant and gave birth. And then, you know, in the long run, I think when we got pregnant, it was like turned around and so many people celebrated us. So I think, yeah, that as well is like learning to celebrate others in the middle of your battle and your storm when you haven't seen it yet.
Yes, exactly. So as you're getting to it, in the story, how did you find out you were pregnant?
This was so fun because I think my husband and I were so busy in our season. So we got asked to be a part of a California-wide revival where there was so many different tents all across California. And we actually did it was supposed to be a 10-day revival, but it turned into 14 days. And when we were preparing for that, there was this moment where people were praying over us. And I just told the Lord, like, God, I'm going to give you my yes. Anything that you ask me to do, if you ask me to pray for somebody, if you ask me to, you know, go get somebody water or, you know, give somebody my chair, like whatever you ask me to do, I'll say yes. And I didn't realize that in that moment when I said yes to God, to giving him everything and surrendering everything, that he would bless me in return. And so in that month, just of, you know, this long time of preparing and in the revival,
mm-hmm.
The last day, there was two moms that prayed over me. And one of them said that God was holding my babies like jewels. And then the other one was saying to enjoy the season you're in. And God's going to bring you your children. And so in preparing for that, we didn't realize it, but that God was preparing my daughter and preparing for us to conceive. And so after that revival, we found out we were pregnant, and it spoke to us in such a way, like, you know, we give our all to God, and he's just so excited to bless us in return. But we didn't realize, like, okay, we would be pregnant because we're just so busy mm-hmm. and doing what God's called us to. And so I think that, like, realizing we are pregnant, it just, to us, it was like totally out of the blue, but it was in a perfect timing that he called for. And so, yeah, we got pregnant, in that month, and it was also, we were also celebrating our anniversary as well. Aww. So I got to surprise my husband and, with an early anniversary gift, and, actually a week before we found out we were pregnant, he was reading something on Instagram about God birthing, you know, something new in you, and he was like, "Billy, take a pregnancy test." And I'm like, "No, I've spent too many times, you know, looking at a negative answer." And mm-hmm. and so I did end up taking a pregnancy test, but I wasn't pregnant because I guess I was pregnant, but it just, it wasn't fully developed yet. And so a week later, I was at a friend's, we were looking for a dress for her wedding. And I just had this sense of like, okay, it's been a week, maybe over a week since I haven't had my period, but I was so scared to even check because I didn't want to see that negative result. But I ended up taking it that night and I found out I was pregnant. And yeah.
Oh, wonderful surprise.
Yeah.
And especially at the right time. It was like, that's like perfect timing with the anniversary. It's like such a gift.
Yeah, yeah. And he was telling me like, I knew it. The, from the week spirit. Before. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how did your pregnancy go? Like, how did God meet you in that?
Oh, it was honestly, I pray this over every pregnant woman, that for me, it was so supernatural. I guess I could say that was a word. Like, it was so supernatural. I had the best pregnancy. I maybe had nausea like one day and that was it. But where the Lord really met me was as I was growing, as my belly was growing, I felt just this sense of like him growing me in reaching other moms, reaching other pregnant women and those desiring to get pregnant. There was multiple times where girls would come up to me, women would come up to me and just be like, man, like just hear my story and begin to either desire to get pregnant or even just, you know, telling me their story of their longing to get pregnant. So I felt a lot of it was just meeting other women in their time of, you know, their time where they were struggling, where I was, you know. And I would say overall, it was so supernatural. You know, I felt like I slept really well, which is good. I got to work out and it felt good. I walked a lot. I heard so many stories from this podcast. I was preparing my heart in such a way where what God would do, you know, in my labor. But overall, you know, I know some women have a hard time during their pregnancy, but it was so good. I a lot of it too was like reminiscing of those moments in my journal and the tears that were shed. There were just so many moments of joy, and I really believe that God blessed me in that. And, you know, as he says, like, you, what you reap, what you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. And so that was such an amazing time, and people too were like really remembering the time where I like was crying out to the Lord, and now, you know, being pregnant was such a testimony.
Definitely. Yeah. And they had been with you on that journey. So
yes,
no one could deny that, you know?
Yeah. God. Yeah. They really partnered with me in that, in the time of, you know, tears and in the time of joy. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sure, like, you know, because they were partnering with you all along, like that really became part of like just part of them, you know, like of how, what God can do. Wow. So what type of birth were you planning for, and how are you preparing that for that?
I prepared for, initially I met a midwife, and I just loved her so much. And so I didn't know what I wanted until I met her, because I just wanted to, like, have her in my birth. And she had a birthing center in Pasadena, but from my location, it was just so far. Mm-hmm. That she kind of explained to me, like, I don't think you'll make it. I don't want you to stress out traveling so much, especially with all the prenatal visits. And so I decided from that moment to look for either a birthing center, or if there was a way that I could do a home birth here. And in our city, there's not a lot of midwives that, you know, you could do where you can have them, you know, at a home birth. And so what I decided to do was, it was kind of like the best of both worlds, actually. So since I'm from San Diego, I was like, okay, I'm going to give birth there. My mom and dad are there. My whole family's there. I could, you know, birth a lot, labor a lot at my mom's house. So what I ended up doing was I gave birth in a birthing center that was connected to a hospital. So if there was any, you know, complications, I could just transfer to that other wing. But what I really wanted was like a birthing center, home birth type of birth. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like I got best of both worlds, because I labored a good amount at home and then went to the birthing center.
So did you have to travel for all your appointments? Like, was that really far out of the way for you to drive?
Yeah, actually, I traveled an hour and a half every visit. And I was honestly kind of nervous. I'm like, how is this going to go down? Am I going to be laboring in the car? But the way that it turned out was, it was kind of perfect. But my husband had his birthday on July 1st, and the day after, actually the morning after, is when I kind of started feeling contractions, and I traveled to San Diego from home. And so from that point, I just kind of stayed in San Diego. But yeah, before then, I was traveling back and forth, and it's kind of crazy, but it was definitely worth it.
Yeah. Was there any like fear that you had to combat, you know, of questioning, will you get there in time or anything like that?
Yeah, but I think because I was like starting to feel the contractions. I didn't even know if they were contractions. I'm like, is this just period cramps? Cause I could deal with this all the way through, you know? But I think there was a little bit of fear, but not too much. Cause I think, you know, being a woman, maybe it's just in your instincts. You kind of know, like, okay, I think I'm starting to slowly go into labor. And that's just how I felt. I felt like the Lord was really telling me, like, okay, it's time to prepare. It's time to go. And I think that's maybe one thing that I would encourage moms, if this is their case, like if they're mm-hmm. traveling to somewhere, or if it's going to take a while to get to the hospital, to really hear the Holy Spirit on what he's telling you, because he knows the timing. He knows your birth. He knows exactly how it's going to go down. And to really hear what he's saying, like when to go, when's okay to stay, how long you can stay at home. That is something really that I see looking back now. I'm like, oh yeah, like for my next birth or for other moms, to encourage them, like God knows your timing and yes. He knows when the baby's coming. And I remember even a friend would tell me too, like, you tell your baby when to come, like he or she will come, in that timing. And as a mama, you know, like you can tell your baby, like, okay, tonight, it's time now, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I felt like that was such encouragement too, like just really the Holy Spirit telling me, okay, this is time to go now.
Yes, and that's such a good voice to listen to. So much wisdom. Yes. So what type of birth were you believing for? Like what were you asking the Lord before your birth? Like as you're preparing in the months of pregnancy, what were you interceding for?
I think because I had such a supernatural conception and supernatural pregnancy, I think what I really prayed for that it would be so overwhelming in the presence of God that nobody could deny that he was in the room.
Yeah.
And he really showed up. That's exactly what happened. And also that I would be full of joy, that the joy would overtake me. And that I would see him really in those moments, and that it would be enjoyable. It would be fun. It would be full of laughter. And I remember, you know, asking God for a vision, like what is this going to look like? And, you know, a lot of times, you know, either the doctor or, you know, people will ask you, like, what's your birth plan? What do you have? And I just felt like God was saying, like, I'm going to give you birth vision. Like, I'm going to give you a vision of what it's going to look like. And I had this vision of because my husband's also a musician and a singer and just a worship leader overall. But I had this vision of him playing the piano in the birth center. I'm like, that did not happen, but but he did like sing over me and pray over me, and so I think overall it was, I asked God for such a supernatural childbirth, of and an overwhelming sense of his presence. And then another really thing that I prepared for was that people would pray over me, that I would, in every contraction, I would hear a prayer, I would hear a prophetic word, I would hear an encouraging word, I would hear scripture. And actually, my husband and I prepared for that by asking our friends to send in videos. Oh, and awesome. And I think I will definitely do this with all my pregnancy or all my like labors. But every hour or I would say every hour, maybe even every 30 minutes, my husband showed me a video of somebody encouraging me and praying over me. And that really kept me going as well. But yeah, I think what I really envisioned was that supernatural birth. And the nurses and the doctor, the midwife, and my doula really saw that. They saw, looking back, and they would tell me, even the nurse, like some of the nurses were like, I don't even believe in God, but wow, there was something so like crazy in the room that I can't explain, that I knew that they knew like God was there.
Yeah. Wow. So I know we're already kind of hitting that tip of the iceberg. Would you like to like start with like labor and like going into your birth story?
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, my husband, we celebrated my husband's birthday on July 1st, and the morning of, I started to have like a bloody show, and I didn't really know what that was until I talked to my doula, and she was like, yep, that's a bloody show. And, you know, it could happen, you know, you can be really begin labor pretty soon, or it could be a few days from now. And she just encouraged me to really rest, because my body was about to go into this time where I was going to really work and prepare. And so the biggest thing is, like, she just told me to rest and relax. And so within the time of, so that was July 2nd to July, my daughter came on July 4th. So from that time, I began to really labor. And I remember on the 3rd, my husband and I went to a church service, and I was like having contractions there. I was having contractions, you know, just at my mom's house. So it was like a span of 2 to 3 days that I was really in labor, and just having contractions and, you know, them really rising as the days and minutes were passing. And then it was Sunday night, where I felt the contractions like really kicking up, and my husband called our doula, and I labored a good amount at home. And then once I got to the hospital or to the birthing center, I actually wanted to, I didn't want to know, you know, how many centimeters I was dilated, but, the nurse kind of like slipped out a little bit, but she was like, "Oh, you've never been 5 centimeters before." And, I was like, "Oh my gosh, like I'm 5 centimeters already." So from being at home and laboring at home, that whole time was, you know, from 0 to 5 centimeters, and then the rest of the 5 were spent in the birthing center. And I think a lot of the time in the birthing center, what I remember is it was a lot of surrender. It was a lot of surrender in the fact that, because I think at that point, once I got to the center, I was exhausted because I was laboring so much before. Mm-hmm. By that point, I was kind of tired. There was a tub, and I knew I wanted to spend a lot of time like laboring in the tub. And so I did that, and it relaxed me. But it was a lot of, again, like I'm saying, it was a lot of surrender to control. Like when you're in labor, what I realize is that like your body knows what it's doing, but you have to release the control to do what it needs to do. And so I think I was expecting this, like what you hear a lot, like the pain-free birth. And I think for the most part, it was pain-free, but a lot of it was in my mind, if that makes sense. Like I had a lot of struggle in my mind believing that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And again, I think what overtook me was the tiredness. And so there were moments where I felt like, you know, I would tell my husband or tell my doula, like, I'm just so tired. And, you know, sometimes when we expect this, when we say supernatural birth or supernatural labor, we're expecting something, you know, we're expecting mm-hmm. like it to be completely just blissful. And there are stories like that, which I've heard, you know?
Yeah.
But for me in this circumstance with this birth, it was a lot of realizing that I have to release my control to God. I have to allow my body to do what it needs to do. And I have to believe that I can do it. Mm-hmm. I remember my midwife, she was saying, you know, when she was checking me at one point, this was like 3 or 4 hours into laboring since, you know, from when I got there, and I was still at 5 centimeters. And I think when you hear that, it for me, it became so discouraging. But I But my midwife was like, you know what, Ileana, you can do this. And the one thing that she said was, you can do hard things. And from that point, I realized, like, I can do this. I might be so tired. I might feel like my body has given out, but I need to release this control and allow God to really partner with me because he wants to. And really step into what I felt like was this supernatural zone with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I think what took so long too was that my water didn't break until almost the very end. And so once my water broke, I just, something kind of stepped in me, and I felt so much more empowered, like I can do this and God's with me. And from that point, it was like I was ready to go. And yeah. I pushed out my daughter within like 20 minutes and she was there. Wow. So it took kind of a long process of me, you know, releasing all of this and letting God do what he needs to do. And also believing that in my tiredness, he can come and step in and do so much more than what I can do on my own.
Amen. Because like in our weakness, he's strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, sometimes I remember looking back, just realizing like, man, like God, how come there was pain in my childbirth, in the birth? And cause I've heard so much of pain-free birth. Mm-hmm. And so looking back, I was like, God, why did I feel, you know, that pain? And I remember him telling me, like, sometimes pain produces a greater glory, and mm-hmm. it brings you into a position that you can only, where I can see the Lord in only that way. And so he reminded me of like Jesus going to the cross and bleeding for us and dying on the cross for us. Like there was a pain in that. And yeah. he didn't even want to go. He didn't even want to do that. But he did it willingly because he knew that there would be a greater glory coming. He knew of the gift that we would receive in him. And so a lot of, I think looking back, a lot of my birth was that. It was, yes, there might've been pain, and there might've been pain, you know, in my pregnancy or trying to conceive. But what it produced was such a greater glory. And so I think for women who, you know, who do experience some pain in their labor, realizing that the pain is producing something greater. The yeah. pain is producing God's glory. And so I really did see that. I really saw that, yeah, even though there might have been some pain, he was really at work. And being able to see, you know, your child, being able to see my daughter, I'm like, oh gosh, like all this pain was so worth it. Yeah. And that's what he said over us too. Like going to the cross, it was so worth it because of what was revealed.
Oh, the way you just said that. Wow. Gave me chills. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, God. So yeah, that was, you know, the birth was, it was beautiful and it was full of God's glory, and it was definitely supernatural, I would say.
So I forgot to ask this, but you know, with being diagnosed with PCOS, like how have the doctors and midwives or doulas or anyone in the medical field responded about this in this testimony?
Well, like the doctors that I had throughout my like pregnancy and labor, is that?
Yeah, like just seeing that you got pregnant and like you've had a child, have they made any comments like about it?
They did not actually, but why I think actually because today I feel like it's so much more normal that you can be diagnosed with PCOS and still get pregnant, still give birth. I think looking back, the doctor that diagnosed me, maybe there was not enough resources or people didn't know too much about it. 'Cause that was like 10 years ago. But now today, I feel like it's such a normal thing. I feel like, you know, whether it's doulas or midwives, doctors, like, I feel like they kind of know, you know, you can, because maybe they've seen so many women give birth. I do remember seeing a nutritionist before I got pregnant, like about a month before. And I told her, you know, of my history and how the doctor kind of diagnosed me with this. And right away she was like, oh, no. Like, you, yes, she might have said that over you, but there are so many ways to manage it. There's so many ways to even reduce it. And so even, you know, even the nutritionist was saying, I don't even know why they diagnosed you with PCOS, because everything's leveled out. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was really actually encouraging to hear a lot of people in the medical field, even the nutritionist, because today there's so many resources for women who do have PCOS.
Yeah, it's good to know that gives help, yeah. You know, especially for anyone listening that has been diagnosed with a condition like that. So how did the doctors and nurses or midwives, just in the birthing center, how did they respond? I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Could you expand upon that?
Yeah, I think that God really, one, I just want to say, like, God really met everybody in the room. And there was this nurse, her name was Emily, and I'll probably never forget her, because she said that she really didn't believe in God. She really didn't know about God. But after hearing story after story, prayer after prayer, like, there was so many videos that we played throughout our time in labor. And I think after hearing each video, I think what happened to her is it convinced her of the love of God. It convinced her of the reality of God. And along with our doula, I remember her saying, even just yesterday, as she was like encouraging me, because she's still with me, you know, even after the birth, she was saying, like, even I was so encouraged in that birth, because they just saw the presence of God in the room. And then there was two midwives with us, both of them, I'm not too sure if they believed in God or if they knew about God, but they were saying, you know, I have never seen a birth like this. They were encouraging me as well to really write down my story, really write down what happened in labor because of how different it was. And what really made the difference was the presence of God. And so they couldn't pinpoint what it was exactly, but they were like, you need to write this story down. You need to remember every part. And I remember too, that nurse, Emily, that didn't really know of God, she told me, you know, you're such an encouragement to me. She's like, in all the, I think she said it was like 7 years of her being a nurse. She's like, in all the 7 years of being a nurse, there's only one other woman that went without epidural that I know of, and you're the second one.
Wow.
And so that's also another part of my story, is that, you know, I think when I was so tired, I wanted to give up, and I was telling my husband, like, I'm so tired, trying to even tell him, like, hey, like, I'm tired, I want the epidural. Mm-hmm. I never really said it, but he would always tell me in that time, like, this is what you wanted, babe. Like, I know you wanted a no epidural, and you wanted to do it on your own. And so when the nurse kind of told me that, like, I've never met anyone, you know, that one girl, and then now you, to me, it was a testament in itself, knowing that, that I could do it. I could do it with God. I could do it in his strength, not in my own strength. Mm-hmm. Because if I did it in my own strength, I probably would have, you know, gotten the epidural. Also, not to say, you know, that that's a problem as well, but I just felt like God was really, you know, saying, you know, in my strength, you can do it. And in the end, when the nurse said that, I realized, like, okay, I did it. I did it in his strength. And it was just such a testimony to her. Like, wow. Like, I think she put the two and two together. Like, with the prayers, with the scripture, with I played worship a lot in the room. Mm-hmm. And I also played the Christian hypnobirthing app a lot in the room, and those things she saw all of that. She saw, like, okay, me really reciting scripture, me really saying, you know, God, I give you this birth. And she realized in the end, like, that was not her own strength. That was not, you know, her doing it on her own. It was God.
Yeah, undoubtedly. I'm like seeing that, like, I can testify, like, just like your story really resonates with me, like, with my first birth, because I remember in the moments, like, I was so tired, and I just wanted to give up. Like, I was just, like, on the, like, the brink of, like, yeah, just give me an epidural when you can't even sit.
Yes.
You're so tired.
Yeah.
Know, but by some, like, grace out of nowhere, you, like, you progress, you know?
Yes.
You don't need it. Yeah. And, like, even, like, women, like, it's just so normal to, like, when you're so tired and you just haven't slept or really ate and had a decent meal,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, all your every contraction's rising and you're just waiting for the next one to come along. And
yeah,
you're such in a headspace like you haven't been in before.
Yeah.
And it's just to muster up that prayer, like, Lord, you know, I need you. That's, like, all you got, you know?
Yeah. I remember my doula, she recorded a lot of videos and pictures and stuff, but there was this one towards the end where I was literally screaming out, like, God, help me. God, be with me, you know? And, there's something in you where you're like, I'm just so tired, but you call on his strength, and it just gives you, like, this new burst of energy.
Yeah. So good. So how has your postpartum gone? I know you're, like, your baby's 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you're how's that been?
Well, I feel like I'm still in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how long, you know, they say postpartum really lasts, but I definitely feel like I'm in the middle of it, and postpartum, like, recovery in my body, I would say was, the recovery was really quick. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women have told me, like, that's not normal. That is definitely supernatural again. But I think that where I kind of like struggled in a way was in breastfeeding because I really didn't prepare. I didn't know anything about breastfeeding. I kind of was just thinking, oh, my baby's going to latch on and it's going to be like all amazing. And, you know, so there was a little bit of struggle there. But we have gotten over that hump. And like I said, you know, in the beginning, my daughter was just kind of raising her hand. So it's, it's enjoyable now. But that was a little bit, you know, of a struggle. I remember crying because of the pain, and wondering, you know, if she's latching on well. But everything is, you know, it's after that, I would say after that 1 month mark, it just got, became beautiful in a time with her and I. And actually, you know, every time I nurse her, I think it's really God meeting me. Because I think I'm such, a woman of like productivity. I love to do, I love to, you know, get things done. And with breastfeeding, you have to really slow down. Yeah. You have to, I mean, you can't be like, you don't have a million hands to like wash the dishes or check your emails, or, you know, you could check your emails, but like, you can't do everything that you thought you can get done. And you nurse so much in a day in the beginning that that's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And so God has really been meeting me to understand that as I'm nursing her, as I'm nurturing her, he's nurturing me. And, mm-hmm. And it's really a time to slow down and realize that, you know, in postpartum, you can't maybe do all the things that you thought you could, but it's actually what you need. It's, yes. You need to be nurtured by God. You need to slow down. You need to rest. You need to, enjoy this miracle. And so that's really what God's been teaching me. Like, even though I might think it might look like it's unproductive, it's probably the most productive thing I can do in this season is rest and enjoy his presence and enjoy my daughter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the world, it'll look unproductive, but to the Lord, you know, you're right in the right spot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It teaches you so much, so much.
Definitely. Are there any resources you would recommend for our listeners?
I would definitely say, one I would say is if you can, we were really blessed with a doula, and she, there was, you know, two doula, they partnered alongside each other. If you can, you know, being able to have the resource of a doula and that encouraging, emotional and physical support, I would definitely recommend. If somebody listening and you're in the San Diego area, I went with Ginger Armstrong. She's amazing and you'd love her. But I would say either a doula, also, you know, the Christian birthing, hypnobirthing app really helped me just to bring a sense of peace in my mind. Because as we were sharing, you know, it's sometimes it is a mental battle, but really reciting scripture, reciting what you, you know, what God's saying over you, helps you in that journey. And then the Supernatural Childbirth book, I would say as well, that really, I actually didn't mention this, but 40 days before I got pregnant, they're in the book, there's declarations in the back, and 40 days before I got pregnant, I recited the declaration.
Oh my goodness.
Over and over, like every night. And my husband did it with me as well. And, I believe that's, you know, that's one of the ways, like, we just believed and we got pregnant. So Yeah, those three resources, I would say.
That's so good. Like the 40 days, wow. Like just the God and numbers and the days. Like that just, I think 40 represents like completeness, you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was one thing. It was such a huge testimony too. Like day in and day out, every single night, my husband and I, we declared those scriptures and we saw it come to pass.
Amen. Such a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's such an encouragement, I know, for myself and for the listeners. To wrap up, would you be willing to pray for our listeners and also really for anyone that has been like spoken like a word curse over them that they could never have children, or anyone struggling to conceive? Would you really intercede for them?
Yes, yes, of course. Well, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for your presence here with us today. We thank you for the listener just listening to this right now. I pray right now, God, that you would encourage them in their journey. For those that have been just reaping so and sowing, God, tears, would you meet them, Lord? Would you meet them in knowing that there will be a greater story ahead? There is a story ahead where they will birth their son or their daughter. Yes. God, I just pray for those that have been spoken just words of death over them. I pray life over them right now. I speak life into their very being. I speak life into their womb. And we just ask and believe, God, that you would open up their womb right now, God, that you would begin to prepare their child in ways that they can't even imagine or they can't even see for themselves. Lord, I pray that you would just cause faith to rise up inside of them. Would you give them a word to hold on to? Would you give them a vision to see what they cannot see in their natural eye? Would they see in with their spiritual eyes, God? Would you encourage them? Would you rise their faith to believe that you will do what you will say you will do, God? And Lord, when they see others getting pregnant, when they see others giving birth, God, would you just remind them that you can, just as much as you've done it for them, you can do it for them as well, God. Yes. And so we thank you from this point for all the birth stories, all the pregnancy stories that we're going to hear, and for all the babies to come that will bring you glory and just shine, God, shine your name so much throughout the earth. Yes. We thank you for this time together, and we thank you that you are positioning us for such a greater glory, God. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And I really feel the impression of pray for Emily right now, your nurse. I know, like all the listeners, just be in agreement with us. Lord, we just lift up Emily right now. I thank you for when you birth something through Ileana, her child, Lord, that you're also birthing something from Emily from that point on, Lord.
Yeah,
God. The seeds that were planted at Ileana's birth, Lord, you were planted in Emily's heart, and we just speak a blessing over today, Lord. Send Christians her way. Continue to send words of encouragement. Just your word, like, be sent forth that it may produce a harvest in Emily. Thank you. You called her by name, and that she is a child of God. We're just claiming that over her, that she is a child of God, and her name is written in your book, Lord. And I thank you for the relationship that you have for her. And we just bless her and bless her family in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for taking this time, Ileana, today.
Thank you, Katie. Such a blessing.
And we look forward to all the stories coming forth and all the encouragement, you know, of how the ladies being ministered. And thank you again. And I guess bye for now.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time today to listen to Ileana's testimony. We hope it blessed you as much as it blessed us. If you would like to connect with Ileana, you can. Check out our show notes page and you can find out all the ways you can connect with her through social media or email. Before you go today, we'd love to leave the Word of God with you. It comes from Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. Amen. We just declare that over you today, that the Lord is your strength. He is your shield. We declare that your heart will trust him and that you are helped. So we are going to greatly rejoice with you, sister. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you.